Brian Rooney, and he is on the other end of our line. Brian, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I know it must have been somewhat embarrassing for not only the administration, but your department to see the stories over the course of, and it's been some months, you might not have even been in place, about how college students who had the means were collecting food stamps.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things that Director Corrigan, my boss, told me to look into was that aspect of my position. And so we looked at the policy and what the rules and regulations were right away, and we just decided it was bad public policy to have full-time college students on food assistance, and we were looking at ways that we could change that.
So before you made some changes, how were these students able to do that?
Well, the rule that the feds have this program, and we administer it in the state, and the rule is that if you're a college student, you're not eligible for food assistance. Now, there are several exceptions to that rule. For instance, if you are a part-time student and you are a single parent and you meet the income level, you know, there's exceptions that most everyone could agree to. But in Michigan, we crafted our own exception that said that if you had a valid employment and training program, you could have an exception to that rule as well. And in Michigan, we defined a valid employment and training program as going to college. So we were the only state in the union that I know of that said that the rule was if you're in college, you can't get food stamps, except if you're in Michigan going to college, that's an exception. So we had this perverse kind of exception that swallowed the rule, and that's what we ended up changing.
So how long did the process take to change it?
We got here in January, and I think it was effectively changed March, April.
What was involved in that?
We had to talk to the feds to make sure that they were all right with us changing that, and then we had to go through the process of changing our systems and our policy, which takes time because we are a very big organization. But as far as big organizations go, the amount of time it took us to change it would be considered lightning fast in state government.
And speaking of big organizations, what is your budget and how many people do you serve?
We have about 2 million people on food assistance program alone, which is 20% of our population, and we have about an equal amount on Medicaid, and then a lesser amount on cash assistance. So we serve, and that's just on the benefits side of the house. We also serve a tremendous amount of people on children's services or child support and adoption services, foster care. Our budget is around $8 billion, and we have about 10,000 employees, so we're one of the biggest organizations in state government.
Well, you took a big step by removing almost 30,000 college students. I know you had to be happy with this. How much money is this going to save the state?
Well, ultimately, it saves the taxpayer $75 million when you consider it's about $200 per person, the average amount for the cash assistance. So there are significant savings for the taxpayer. Now, this is a federal program, so it goes towards the federal taxpayer, but you know, we're still all taxpayers, so we still have to be good stewards of the people's money.
You know what's interesting about this, Brian, is it almost seems like there was a culture that people knew, that students knew in the state of Michigan, that they could get this benefit.
Yeah, I was interested to see an outtake of one of the former mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's books saying that he called it a hookup that everybody knew about. And so, you know, unfortunately, that was a culture that was starting to be created. And when you have Michigan, as you know and your listeners know, going through a recession that's longer than the rest of the country, that's deeper, that people have been out of work for a long period of time, we have 40, 50, 60-year-olds that have been out of work, that have families that we're really, truly trying to serve, that need this food assistance. And when you think of full-time college students, you just don't think of that, perception-wise, as folks that truly need this assistance. And so that's what we were trying to get this program back to. Who we're truly trying to serve.
Any idea how many college students are still with the program?
Well, we still have several thousand, but these are the folks that, you know, anybody would agree that would be able to be on food assistance. These are the single parents that are working over 20 hours, that, you know, have an income level that's still relatively low, that need the assistance to better themselves, to help their families out.
All right, so what's next for your department? What are you working on, and how else are you going to try and save the state money?
Well, we're going to save the state at least $77 million through welfare reform. We are working with the governor and the legislature on capping welfare to work to 4 years. This goes back to 1996 with the President Bill Clinton's welfare reforms, where we went from general assistance kind of program to saying that the state will help you out for a period of time with getting job training and helping you with job placement, but ultimately it's the family's responsibility to be self-sufficient, and we're putting that into effect for the first time really here in Michigan, because we've had so many exceptions that we never really had a time frame on people being on welfare, and so that's going to change in the relatively near future. Legislature's meeting and the governor's hasn't signed it yet, but we've been working on that pretty diligently, and hopefully on October 1st that'll happen. So we're going to go to a four-year cap on welfare reform. The federal government says you can't have any more than 5 years, but it's strange. You know, I found when I took this position, we had a way of getting around rules, but we're going to start enforcing rules here, and we are. And you know, that's our promise to the taxpayers here in Michigan and the people that we're trying to serve. We're trying to serve the truly needy.
Brian Rooney is the Michigan Department of Human Services Director of Policy and Compliance. Brian, when I had you on the program, my son saw my schedule, and he thought I had the English soccer star on the show this morning. I had to let him know, no, we're going to talk about more important issues.
No, that's no relation as far as I know.
All right. Take care, Brian.
Thank you.